12 minutes after 12 o'clock, Nikki Dakota in the studio live with one of the organizers of the organization putting on the Miami Valley Music Fest this weekend. And by, we're going to be live with Scott Lee in the studio. But first, it's my pleasure to welcome Executive Director of Miami Valley Festival Association. It's Nick Christian.
Organizer. It's a pleasure being here, Nikki. It really is. And thank you for having us.
Oh, it's a delight. You guys have been doing this for 7 years. It's a music festival featuring some of the best in local and regional talent and beyond. And what's kind of cool about this, the extra dimension, is that the proceeds benefit charity.
That is correct. The Miami Valley Music Festival Association, we host music events to raise funds and awareness for local charitable causes. And it all started about 7 years ago. And since then, we've built ourselves as an organization, and a lot of people have really bought into the idea that not only can you get together and have a great time, but you can do that for a great cause. And that's kind of what our organization is about.
So it's two nights of music, Friday and Saturday. It's at the Troy Eagles Campground, and you can find directions and a great deal more at the website at MiamiValleyMusicFest.com. Again, that's MiamiValleyMusicFest.com. Tell us a little bit about what to expect. Two nights and how many stages? What are we looking at?
Two nights, we have four stages of live entertainment, over 40 different acts, anything ranging from bluegrass to rock to reggae to country. We really try to bring out the diverse local scene that we have in the Miami Valley.
So it's a nice showcase and a nice chance to get out and see great music. And it's mostly from around here. You don't necessarily bring in acts from too far away.
Not too far away. This year, the headliners are Acoustic Hookah on Saturday evening and the Spike Drivers and Mike Perkins. And on Friday evening, a phenomenal Pink Floyd tribute act called Signs of Life will be performing. We're really looking forward to that.
Oh, they are good. Yeah.
And also Scott Lee, who we will hear shortly.
He's coming right up.
He's performing Saturday morning at 10:30. We're really looking forward to that. A lot of great local acts, and it's been a pleasure being a part of the organization and meeting all these phenomenal people that have really bought into the cause that charity does rock.
We're going to prove it right now. Nick, we'll be back with you in a minute, but I want to throw now live in Studio A here on Excursions, it's Scott Lee. Welcome back to Excursions, Scott.
Thank you very much, Nikki. It's my pleasure to be back.
It's been a little while, and you've been through some changes, done a few things. Before we talk about all that, will you just hit us right into a song?
Yeah, I wrote this song. It's about meeting somebody, and maybe you don't remember them the next day, or you remember them the next day, but maybe you don't remember their name or their number, and you just know you had a really good time.
Nice.
Nighttime's rocking away. Soon the sunlight will come my way. When a reflecting gleam from my bottle of wine spells the morning light. My heart grows heavy with dreams. Nothing's ever as it seems. But those one-time recollections seem so clear to me today. What a good old time, what a good old time I had with you. What a good old time, what a good old time I had with you. At a bar in a no-place town, I was working on my seventh round, just trying to fade the thoughts that had plagued me through the day. And the room seemed dark to me, and I didn't have room to breathe, no room to really open up my mind. I felt a cold rush of air, of the night winds drifting in, and naturally I had to turn my head. Oh, what a good old time, what a good old time I had with you. What a good old time, what a good old time I had with you. Every man gets the worried blues when he feels low down and used. When your smile swayed with wonder, I knew the night was young. The pain I'd felt that day, it went along on its way. Your skirt moved among the spotlight as we danced the night away. Oh, what a good old time. What a good old time ahead with you. What a good old time. What a good old time ahead with you. We tore up that dead end town with a laugh that was half profound. And when the morning light come on us, I felt time slipping in. The road's traveled since I left you there. Well, none can quite compare. People filter through and leave without a sign. Another night comes to an end, and those thoughts come rushing in. And the empty bottles seem to call your name. What a good old time. What a good old time I had with you. What a good old time. What a good old time I had with you.
Scott Lee live on 91.3 WYSO. Scott, among many other bands, will be at the Miami Valley Music Fest this Friday and Saturday night at Troy Eagles Campground. You can find details. You can get tickets online until this evening. Also, tickets at the gate online at MiamiValleyMusicFest.com. And Scott Lee, it's just a real treat to see you again. It's been a couple years since you first played Excursions. We were over in the old studios, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
And you, I remember just being so smitten by your record, Folk the System, which was out in early 2010, right?
Yeah.
And I just thought, this man is like a really interesting modern convolution of Woody Guthrie. And you've traveled a little ground between the last time we've seen you.
It seems like ages. I've I've gone through a lot since we last seen each other, been on the radio. Traveled New York City a little bit. Lived there for a few months. And
you told me you bought a one-way ticket.
Yeah, I just was kind of at my job and just doing something I didn't want to do. And I just said, well, New York City sounds like a good place.
Doesn't it? It's so brave to do that, just buy a one-way ticket and land there. Did you have any place specific to go, or did you just go to the city and start from there?
I had a little money. I had enough to just get a week stay at a hostel.
Nice.
And just shacked up there and played my guitar in the parks and just figured it out.
Nice. So in addition to what must have been an overall great experience, a couple months in New York City, young singer-songwriter, you came away with some tunes about it, at least one tune.
Yeah, that experience changed me quite a bit. And playing 8 hours a day in the park, trying to make money, you know.
That's like a real job.
Yeah, you end up getting a lot better. And I wrote this song in the sunny cement fields of Washington Square Park in Greenwich Village. I got into New York City with nothing but a guitar. Just the clothes on my back, I swung onto a subway car. And after rocking, reeling, rolling around, there was no telling where I was bound. I was down New York town. I got over the subway car and I walked onto the street. There was millions of people everywhere, well, way too many to me. My mind was blown and my head was spinning. My case was swinging and I was a-grinning. Cause I was down in New York town. Well, standing on First Avenue, I had a dollar to my name. A rush of freedom went through me and it hit my rambling feet. I got all cracked up and I started to smile. I felt kind of crazy, a little bit wild. I was down in New York town. Well, I felt like I was on top of the world when I fell into Rockefeller's dream. Floating on a skyline cloud, turned on to West 4th Street. And I busted and hacked and slang a few tunes. I carooned about the Mississippi moon, even though I was down in New York town. Well, a Midwest corn cob folk singing man, hell, that's just me. I fell off of the turnip truck and I was longing to be free. I just said, well, the hell with it, I got myself a one-way ticket. And I was bound for New York Town. Well, I woke up on a park bench one morning with some empty bottles of beer. Well, what happened to me? Well, it's not quite clear. I partied with the bums, I partied with the tramps. I got myself in a mighty fine mess, and I was feeling down in New York Town. I could probably write a whole book about the stories I had there. But most of them, Nikki, they're not really good to be singing on the air. Well, let me just tell you, if you get the rambling blues, sometimes you win and sometimes you lose when you're down in New York Town.
I like that one.
Thank you.
Scott Lee live on 91.3 WYSO. He's at the Miami Valley Music Fest this weekend, and you can find out more about all of it at miamivalleymusicfest.com. You got an easiness, and it's clear to me that you were, you know, deeply influenced by Woody Guthrie, who, of course, influenced Dylan, who went on to influence so many more. But that style, that kind of talking blues, I have to wonder, like, when you first recognized that you were drawn to music, who was it that was singing out to you?
Well, believe it or not, it was the boss, Mr. Bruce Springsteen.
Well, yeah.
And my mom always listened to storytellers. She liked Cat Stevens and she liked James Taylor and guys like that. And I heard Bruce Springsteen, and he was singing about the working man. And, you know, it just really caught in my ear. And that was probably when I was 13 or 14. And just went on from there. Heard Bruce Springsteen really liked this guy named Bob Dylan. I said, well, who's this Bob Dylan guy? I kind of heard of him before, and then started reading about him, and then got to Woody Guthrie.
And tracing it up to the source of the river.
Yeah, on down the list.
Yeah. Well, clearly you got a nice, I like the talking blues sort of style, and you do it up so nicely. We really enjoyed your Folk the System, Folk, F-O-L-K, the System, out in 2010. And you've got this batch of new songs, and you're going to be laying them down, are you? And
Hopefully here
give
soon.
Us a copy.
Hopefully here within the next 5 or 6 months, I'll have them ready and available for everybody to bend their ear to.
If people came to see you at the Miami Valley Music Fest, will you have copies of the old record for sale?
Yes, I will. I'll have plenty of them, so come and grab them up.
I absolutely adore this. My favorites on here are Talking Capitalist and Jolly Banker. Or what's it called? The Banker's Lament. Is that
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah. I wrote the songs Jolly a long time ago. You know, I don't like to listen to that record, to be honest with you.
Is that right?
Everybody always tells me that they really love it. But, you know, as an artist, you want to look towards the future and what you're doing next. You never want to look back. So, I mean, when I hear people playing that record, I'm like, oh, yeah, that was me back then.
That was that other person.
Yeah.
I've molted, got new skin, coming out fresh, starting anew.
Yeah, I think everybody goes through that, especially when they're in their 20s like me, you know, and I expect to change quite a bit even more as I walk on down the road.
Well, every chapter is worthwhile. We got Scott Lee live on Excursions on 91.3 WYSO, and let's hear another one of your new brand of song.
All right. I don't really have a title for this one yet. I mean, I know, I'm sure, I don't know what the hell this song called, but it just doesn't have a title yet. New off the press. There's nothing like a cigarette when you're bleeding from the heart of love. And all your silent punches, you don't know what they've done. They've called me to strike my last match, and I'm coming undone on a highway filled with gamblers who never run. Goodbye, sweet Maria, put a spell on me. I don't belong in your world, it's plain to see. A vagabond with a cheap bottle of wine. Is it too much for your beauty and your forever gracing touch?
with a typewriter charm of a rolling stone. I tried to smooth things over, but it all fell through. I woke up in the back alley of a tenement, not knowing what to do. A broken-hearted lover lost his groove. Casanova and Ezra Pound tried to reel me in, saying, don't go to loving ghosts, man, you just can't win. And I smiled and I walked along with them, and I had to lie. The heartbreak on my face rolled a different line. Even with that Texas medicine and good company, I feel the chains on me and I want to be free. I feel like I've shoveled my last deck of cards. Is it too hard to bum a cigarette like a railroad bar?
I got a couple ideas for a name for that. That's good. Scott Lee live on 91.3 WYSO. He's also live on stage for the Miami Valley Music Fest. It's underway Friday and Saturday this weekend at the Troy Eagles Campground. You can find out more information right now, directions, and a full list of all the bands. And there's what, like at least 40 bands on here. Is that right?
Over 40 acts.
And just one of these great pearls is who we have live in studio now. Scott Lee, it's a real, just a pleasure to see you again. I'm glad you agreed to come on out today.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah, you got a way, you got a talent, you got a gift, and so you were in New York, then you went to Seattle, then you came back, and you're punching the clock these days.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah, but you're gonna earn up some money, and you're gonna make that CD, and you're come back in here and release it, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Scott Lee, would you play one more for us, please?
Yeah, well, like you said, one of my heroes is Woody Guthrie, and I don't feel it's right to leave without saying it was his 100th birthday last month.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's been dead a long time, but they're celebrating his centennial, and I'm going to sing one of his tunes called The Ballad of Pretty Boy Floyd. If you'll gather around me, children, a story I will tell about Pretty Boy Floyd, the outlaw. Oklahoma knew him well. It was in the town of Shawnee, a Saturday afternoon. His wife beside him in his wagon, as in the town they rode. Pretty Boy grabbed a long chain, and the deputy grabbed his gun. And in the fight that followed, he laid that deputy down. And he took to the trees and timber to live a life of shame. Every crime in Oklahoma was added to his name. But many a starving farmer, the same old story told, how the outlaw paid their mortgage and saved their little home. Some tell you about a stranger that come to beg a meal, and underneath his napkin left $1,000 bill. It was in Oklahoma City. It was on a Christmas day. There come a whole cartload of groceries with a note to say, well, you say that I'm an outlaw, you say that I'm a thief. Well, here's a Christmas dinner for the families on relief. It's through this world I've wandered, and I've seen lots of funny men. Some will rob you with a six-gun, and some with a fountain pen.
It's through your life you'll travel, it's through your life you'll roam, but you will never see an outlaw drive a family from their home.
Nice. Scott Lee, live on 91.3 WYSO. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, and I hope to see everybody out at the festival. It's going to be a grand old time.
Couple of days, and you can find out about tickets and directions and the whole ball of wax at MiamiValleyMusicFest.com. Thanks for being here, Scott. We're going to go back to Nick Christian in the studio here with me. And keep us posted. Will you do that for us, please?
Definitely.
All right.
Take it easy, everybody.
And Nick, there's a pretty cool aspect of this. Again, we mentioned it leading in that the proceeds from this benefit charity, but you've offered up kind of an extra bit there.
That is correct. One of our goals as an organization is to promote charitable giving and that good feeling of giving to someone. So what we're doing this year is offering the public and festival attendees the opportunity to vote for who they would like to see receive a Charity Rocks grant that's generated from our event. So you can get on our website, MiamiValleyMusicFest.com/vote, and vote for one of our four charity organizations that applied for this year, which are the Covington Outreach Association, Volunteer Connection, Epilepsy Foundation of Western Ohio, and Troy Public Broadcasting TV5.
What if it's all tied, split it four ways? Those all seem very worthy organizations.
They all are very worthy. And hopefully, if we have a successful year this year, we might be able to have the funding to do that. But we are very interested in giving the public and festival attendees that opportunity to give themselves, because virtually it's them that allow us to do what we do. They're the ones paying for these tickets, and the tickets are what we in turn like to direct to these charity organizations.
Well, that's beautiful. Among the many examples of combining our efforts, combining our resources, having a good time in the process, and doing some good all at the same time. Nick, thanks for being here today. Full details at MiamiValleyMusicFest.com.
Thank you, Nikki. I'd like to shout out to all of our volunteers for helping out. And I know you guys are listening in right now, sweating, setting up that stage. So.
Oh, yeah. Thanks so much. Keep us posted, and all for a great cause. Thanks for that.
Thank you very much, Nikki.
You betcha.
Lying, stealing, cheating.